The three checkpoints can sound really daunting. But it's also just, I guess for me, when I go back to the day he opened my eyes, the day I turned to Jesus Christ for my salvation, yeah, there's always been struggles and dark places along the path, times where you're just like, God, where are you? You got to cry out. But I have to say, whenever I've made an assessment of where I'm at, where I would be, where would I be without God, it makes me want to flee to him when I think of what I would be without him. So I guess in the sense of one, checkpoint two, checkpoint three, whenever you guys are thinking, I got it from here, wherever you're at, and you think, okay, I got it from here. You never got it. And when you make an assessment of your life, you never had it. So where are you going to go? You know, where am I going to go? Well, I'm going to have to flee to the throne of God and fall at the knee on my knees before Jesus Christ. And it says, every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So what do? We just get before him and say, Lord, yeah, I'm an idiot. I was an idiot again. Let's go. You know, and God promises when we do that, he does his work. Anyway, I just kind of want to say that. And as we go into vanity today, boy, vanity gets us on the right hand and it gets us on the left. So what do? We just turn to him. That's what we got to do every day. Turn to him. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. Lord, you have gifted each one of us on this phone with a company. And what a great opportunity it is, and a great thing to have a company and have employees and people who are relying on us. And so we come, Lord, as those who we know we have to rely on you. We can't do it. And Lord, it's true. On the right hand and the left, vanity cries out. Oh, I got too much. I shouldn't have so much. Oh, I don't have enough. I need more. I need to have what Joe next door has, whatever it is. And Lord, we just need just the right things so that we can serve you. And so may that be what's in our hearts, to serve our gracious King and our God through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. When Pat was going through all that on vanity, made me think many, many, many years ago. I remember having a conversation with Patrick, and he's kind of like, you know, walk through your garage. And is it a tool or is it a toy? For me, a Maserati or a Porsche or a Corvette, whatever you want it to be, would be a toy, not a tool. And so if you got a toy sitting in your garage, you might need to let it go, but maybe it needs to get replaced with a tool. Now, a tool to somebody on the outside, a tool to you can also look like a toy to somebody else, but a tool is something that you use. It's like the example Patrick gave of that, Bob, and he's got a classic car he's working on in his garage, because it gives him time to think. So, you know, we have tools in our lives. I got a bicycle, or a couple of them actually, and then they're tools. I'll ride in a group, but a lot of times I just ride alone because it gives me time to think. I'm out, I get my exercise, the blood gets flowing to my brain, and I can think. The linear, nonlinear, gets work in there because I can just ride without thinking a lot. I mean, my linear focusing is focused and my nonlinear mind can go, and you can have that conversation between you and God. You know, like it says, pray without ceasing. You can just have those conversations. Very, very important things in our lives, because money is a tool. You know, it's a tool as well. And if money's a toy for you, you need to turn it into a tool for his kingdom. Just the other day, it's funny, because it was time for me to buy some new shirts. The wife said, you know, your shirts are looking a little ratty. So it was time to buy some new shirts. Quite frankly, I don't know if the shirts cost $35 or if they cost $135 or $235 each. I don't know. All I know is they're the right shirt for me to do the job that I do every day. And that's what's important. And they fit. They're authentic. They are who, you know, you wear the clothes that are for you, for your job, and for what you do. Anyway, everything is everything. And it all works together as we work for Him. Anyway, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this morning. We do thank you for this chapter on vanity. And it's so easy to get caught up. It is. It's truly everywhere we look, whether we want to make ourselves look different because we think that'll be something, or we also, Lord, just want to show how humble we are. It's like everything we do can have that little stroke of vanity in it. So we just have to just come before you every day and each morning. And Lord, your mercies are new every morning. They're new every day. And we just thank you that we can just rely on your mercies to lead, guide, and direct us so we can make honest assessments of what we have and what we own and what we're doing with the tools, the many tools and gifts that you've given us to use for your glory. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.